another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports. Come for the esports, stay for the video games. Damn it.
Yeah, no.
Didn't work.
Wasn't the best.
I tried to steal what you guys just do with everything. You know, come for this, stay for that. It's like the template. But it doesn't really work for esports. What would you do, Aaron?
I always say powered by energy.
Damn it.
I like it.
That was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Video Game Bang podcast powered by energy.
I love that.
Sounds, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll run it past upper management.
Okay.
See how it goes. This is, of course, Sacramento's number one video game podcast. This is what we do on Wednesdays here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. I encourage you, if you are in chat, to talk to us, interact. We will reply. Things are a little different. You may be used to seeing me up there in the top left corner of your screen. Now I'm in the bottom left corner of the screen. That is because I'm about to head to L.A. with none other than Maid of Might, who's standing right there, sitting right there.
I'm standing. I'm just really, really short.
There you go.
You're small, but not that small. We're heading to L.A. for Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con, formerly known as Kamikaze.
Will Stan be there?
Yes.
Of course.
Or at least the corpse of Stan.
Wow.
Whoa.
Way too soon.
Oh, he's going to live. He lives forever.
No, he, yeah.
He steals the souls of other comic book artists.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Creators.
We've gone through this many, many times. Yeah. That's how he gets his life force. Him and Betty White.
Yeah. Well, Betty White definitely does.
As she killed all the other Golden Girls.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's half
confirmed. Then after that, I will be in Las Vegas for a week. And during the duration of that, there's going to be three different episodes, which will be Webb running the show. So this is your practice.
It's practicing.
I hope you're ready, Webb.
I was born ready.
It's going to be crazy.
But in a whole nother sense, I'm not ready at all.
Dang. I have confidence in you.
No, it's going to be fine.
His questions haven't been too stupid. I mean, there's a few gaffes in today's setup of the show.
What is a computer?
Or the whole AIDS thing. That was a little...
Oh, yeah, he did.
Is that what... I didn't even have the headphones on, so I didn't know what... I was looking for my instructions to make sure.
Yeah, that was very weird.
There's a definite art to hosting this show.
There is.
It's an art that I've honed over 3 years of time, but I think you're ready. And things will be great. I'm always just a phone call away.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to Skype in on some of the shows as well.
Okay.
If I'm around. There's going to be a lot of cool updates. But let's do intros. He is my co-host, Aaron Carter. How you doing?
I am doing quite well.
Quite well.
Yes.
All right. You're doing the vlog still?
The vlog should actually be up tonight if nothing goes wrong with, like, internet or anything.
It's in
like
post.
That. There was some weird crap yesterday with my internet where I tried downloading something, and it was like, this will be done in 3 days. And I'm like, okay. And like, I just couldn't do anything. Every time I tried to even go to YouTube, it wasn't loading it wouldn't load a 30-second video up. And I was like, all right, something's wrong.
Well, there was a major DDoS attack that happened. I don't know if
on
we covered
my house
this
or
on
something?
The show. No, in the country. Like, I can't remember the day. It was this week. And being a dude who works from home, it was incredibly difficult and very, very frustrating to get anything done that day, because they hit the major websites. They hit the Twitter. They hit Facebook was down. Facebook Messenger. Skype was down for a while.
That was the National Lizard Awareness Day or something?
That's why.
I remember that.
I suspect.
What? The lizards are like, screw your internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I suspect it was the Lizard Squad.
Well, I mean, they're just terrorists.
Capitalizing on it.
I mean, see, I was just talking about, like, the actual lizards.
Oh, no.
Really.
Oh, the lizard people? The Illuminati?
Yeah, the lizard people.
Yeah.
Come on. With that program.
Running the ones and twos, David Webb, how are you doing, sir?
I am doing good.
Overwhelmed over there?
A little bit.
Looks like it.
A little bit overwhelmed.
You're sweating a little more than normal.
A little more than normal. I have a lot of screens, a lot of windows open.
But you have the power.
Yes. Wow.
That cough of nervousness?
Yeah, that has the power.
Yes. No, the worst thing was, okay, so I was like, saliva, and I went to go answer, and I breathed, and as I breathed, it shot down. This is going to go great.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, this is already going great.
Slippery slope.
Already.
And of course, rounding out the panel, the one you're all here to see, really, Jessica, the Maid of Might.
Oh, you already introduced me. What are you talking about?
No.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
No, it's not you.
Come on.
Super stoked for Kamikaze this weekend.
What?
Going to be great. What?
Super stoked? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong with stoked?
No, I thought she said super soaked.
I'm soaked.
Oh. I was like, we have children in
it's
the room.
It's been raining.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, damn it.
Stoked, as in like a fire. Like
no,
stoked.
No. I get you. I definitely get you.
I'm so excited.
No, he's is that where that term comes from?
I have no clue. But that's when I think of stoking. I think of stoking a fire.
We have to ask 1980s skateboarders.
Yeah, that's where I get it from. Skateboarders. Yeah, totally stoked,
then again, think
bro.
Of the terms we have nowadays, like hella.
Lit.
Lit.
Yeah.
That's going to be lit, fam.
So is everything just, everything derives from some type of fire?
Because when I think Except of things cool. on fire, I think of, holy crap, this is on fire. We probably should put that fire out before someone gets hurt.
No, like if
somebody's... Well, it's like sick. Like that's
Well,
sick.
What if you don't need no fire? You let that mother effer burn.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Is that from a song or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Like,
let's just move
the
on.
Roof, the roof is on fire. You never heard? Okay, God. God. Okay, let's just cosplay lineup. Hit us with it if you can.
Okay. So, Friday, Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Okay.
I've gone hard. So hard. Like, I dyed my hair, bleached it rather, for this.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm doing a professional live makeup demo. To have Miss Chrissy Lynn, she has a booth at the con. She's doing all of my tattoos, airbrushing, face. I'm going to look really cool. I'm way better than I can do by myself.
There was a teaser. Was that a teaser I saw?
Yeah.
Was that on Facebook?
It was on Instagram and Facebook.
So you did let the people see.
I posted a tiny teaser with like none of the makeup, none of the tattoos, and like just like the basic Harley Quinn aspects. But I have researched this to a T. I have gotten, like, everything is perfect. I made the earring perfect. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Will Ben Affleck punch you in the face?
I'm sure if I, like, provoked him enough, he probably would.
That would make everything, like, movie authentic.
Yeah, I've seen so many Harley Quinn cosplays.
Oh, but mine's going to be the best.
I've seen so many. But I just, mine would be the best. I saw yours from, like, shin to, like, nose, and it was already pretty fire. Thanks. And I don't know, take this how you will, but you have very Harley Quinn-esque lips.
Yeah, no, everybody's like, your face is going to be really great for Harley Quinn. And I'm like, that's good because she's pretty. I mean, I guess if you were like, your face is going to be really good for Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't know about the face.
There you go.
I'm sure the face will be great, but specifically, you had very Margot Robbie-esque lips for some reason.
I have good
Maybe
lips.
Maybe the shape of your mouth.
When they're closed. But when I smile, they look cray.
What?
The hell are we talking about here?
Well,
yeah, look at the pictures.
Yeah, I go off of what I was given.
Yeah, I understand. But I don't know, the way you just
I studied
it,
the photo
I studied
no
the,
longer
mouth.
Than...
You're like, is that Jess never. Or is that Margot Robbie?
Because yeah,
I'm
that's
not
why.
Sure.
That's so, all I had to go
I've
off
Because I've seen
of.
Margot Robbie's mouth so many times that I can point it out in my sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, moving on. So that's
exactly.
Friday.
Yeah.
Have you seen Wolf on Wall Street?
No, I haven't.
And then B-Boy Spider-Man is going to be done up as a Joker alongside me by her as well. So
which one? Which version?
Yeah, so he's doing, it's called like Big Boss Joker. It's the one from the nightclub. So the white shirt that's unbuttoned, all the tattoos.
Basically,
when he pops that guy in the head.
Yeah, that version. All right.
Common? Is that who that was?
Yeah, when he kills Common.
Yep. Yeah. So it's going to be really good. He literally has been growing his hair out for months. So I bleached my hair. He grew out his hair. Like, we're going to look really legit.
Nice.
Wow. So then Saturday, Blue Lantern, Supergirl, that I've been working on Twitch for, you know, those of them who follow me on Twitch. Hardcore slaving away at it, and it's finally getting debuted on Saturday with a humongous group of Blue Lanterns. And then Sunday, I'll be having classic Harley Quinn, because I gotta have a nod to the classic one after doing Suicide Squad.
Classic nice. One. So
yep, red and black.
Really?
Spandex.
What?
Jester sleeves. I will have a blonde wig, or I might just use my real hair. I haven't decided yet. So it won't be the cowl version, but I'll still have makeup and the mask and everything like that. So
very good.
It's gonna be awesome.
Very good. In Energy News, Energy did play the next tournament they're in Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil, the ESL Pro League. And they went 0-2, so they did lose two matches against really game teams, though. Team Dignitas,
Dignitas doesn't know them.
Dignitas, they beat Energy and then went on to beat Ninjas in Pajamas in like crazy fashion. You laugh, but Ninjas in Pajamas is a super good team.
Don't you laugh at Ninjas in Pajamas.
What about Bananas in Pajamas?
What about Bananas dressed as ninjas?
And pajamas.
In pajamas.
What are we talking about again?
What's he doing? What's he even doing? Is that what I'm like when I'm on that set?
Yeah, actually.
You're absorbing it.
He's not even like in the conversation. Okay.
He's absorbing it.
But, you know, Ninjas in Pajamas was wrecking house on Dignitas. Dignitas pulled it back, and they actually went 2-0. And then we lost another one against Cloud9, which was way closer. Way closer match. There's more matches tomorrow, so keep your eye on the Energy Twitter at NRGGG, where they're also doing a major Paladins giveaway. So if you're in chat right now and you want to get some of them Paladins codes, all you got to do is follow Energy and retweet the pinned post, and we're giving away 75 codes.
That's a lot of codes, people.
What are the codes for? The game itself? Or?
It's for like limited edition Halloween stuff. So they're going to be giving away 75 codes. It's going to be on Halloween, so it's like we're calling it Click or Treat. Get it?
That's a good one.
Yeah?
I don't like that Halloween falls on a Monday this year.
No.
I think Halloween should always fall on a weekend.
I'll be at Disneyland, so yeah, I don't care.
Halloween should be one of those like holidays that it's always like the last
weekend. Yes.
Yeah,
it needs it
should,
to
or
be.
They should, yeah, they should move it up, but you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get it going,
sometimes
president.
You win, sometimes you lose. I'm just excited that like literally for the past like 3 years I've been at a convention on Halloween because I've been at Kamikaze. And now it's on a Monday, so I get to do something other than be in costume on Halloween.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Son of a bee. I'm so scared. Actually, that one legitimately, I didn't know when it was coming.
Yeah, that is this is how we feel every week.
Yeah. It's a little overwhelming. I'm sorry I do this to you guys every time.
Wow. No, you're not.
You're right. So that is, of course, the What You Playing theme song, where we are all going to go round robin around the table, talk about what we've been playing. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the scores. I am, of course, still in the lead by 2,000 points. Webb in a close, close last place with Madison.
Close.
Madison, wow. Mata, and him are like neck and neck for last place. Jessica, believe it or not, right up there with Aaron. You guys, this could be the tiebreaker.
Wow.
So
I'm getting a million pointer today.
A million?
You said last time you were pointer. Like, well, I have like 5 million points. So
yeah, but just because you used the term million pointer, you just lost 3 points. Wow. So Aaron creeping ever so closely to the top spot. Million pointer. Okay, million pointer, you start.
Well, I have been playing Pokemon Go because of the Halloween shenanigans going on.
So explain to everyone what's going on.
They just released, not an update, but they started releasing more of the like psychic and ghost type Pokemon. So they have Ghastlies, Haunters, Gengars, Drowsies, and Hypnos. And I think also like Zubats and a few other commons.
Oh, great. Well, that's what I needed. More Zubats.
Yeah, no, more Zubats. So, but anyways, Ghastlies are super hard to find. I've only seen one in my entirety of playing this game, and it was like somewhere in San Francisco. But now I've found like three in my house. So.
Oh, wow. So it is noticeably
different.
So
it's definitely a noticeable incline in those types of Pokemon, so it's been really fun to actually get something that I don't have yet.
I also heard that they're like doing double the candy, double the Pokemon candy.
I have noticed that it takes less kilometers to get candy for your like buddy, so instead of 3 kilometers it's 0.75 right now for my Bulbasaur.
That's strange. Wow.
Yeah,
which is half, so maybe that's what they meant by double the candies.
Yeah. Ooh. So it literally is taking less time to get the candies for the your buddy Pokemon, at least.
I'm noticing that since the drop-off, the big Pokemon Go drop-off, all the gyms in my area are ridiculous. Like, they're all level 20 gyms with, like, 60 Pokemon in it. And, like, I feel like now...
It's because all the elementary school kids aren't, like, sitting there after school trying to get you. It's the big boys.
Yeah, now it's the adult kids. The adult children who run in a giant posse and take these gyms. It's kind of discouraging for me.
I'm glad for the decline of the Pokemon Go following, because that means they come out with more stuff like this to get us back interested.
Well, that's a weird way of thinking about it, but I'll allow it.
wow.
And, yeah, you got some of your points back. Maybe, sweet. I don't know if that was a million pointer, but somewhere up in the...
All right, next week.
Maybe somewhere up in the 75,000
thing. Pointer?
Yeah, pointers.
75,000 pointers.
Aaron, what you been playing?
I've actually been playing a lot of games, which is odd. Playing FIFA 17.
Okay, first of all, it should be odd the other way around since you host a video game podcast.
Well, I mean, I don't have enough money to get every video game, so I researched the hell out of a lot of video games.
You're fired.
Poser.
Okay.
What are you playing?
FIFA 17. I've been playing The Journey on that one.
Okay.
Which is the story mode for, you know, FIFA, the video game. You play as Alex Hunter. A little frustrating.
You don't get to be you?
No, you can play as you on like the career mode. Where you create your character. And
but in the story, you don't get to be you.
No, in the story, you are Alex Hunter. You're the son of son and grandson of two professional footballers.
So it's not a real person. It's somebody they kind of made up.
They got an actor. Yeah, because you can see, like, you can actually see whenever they have a little icon for your character, for Alex, it's an actual person, like a real actor. And then they just, you know, have him in there. They have, you know, high names from the soccer field actually voice act some of their, you know, parts in there, cool. Which is pretty cool. Yeah. You get to interact somewhat with them. I saw, like, there's a guy named Jaime Rodriguez, and he was talking about...
Oh, you mean Jaime Rodriguez.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that.
Now, I've been watching a lot of Narcos Season 2.
That is definitely not
it. It's definitely Jaime Rodriguez.
Although he is Colombian.
See? Colombian. No. Colombian.
No, he's Colombian.
Si. Tranquilo.
But he talks about you in interviews and stuff like that. It was cool. It's just frustrating because you don't have the max level character, so you really are grinding your way up to, you know. But it's a cool story. I want to see how it
More
all unfolds.
More like training.
And yeah, you're training
your balls.
Yeah, what? Good lord, what are we talking about
here? I like soccer, how you were right there for a second. And then
soccer balls.
Twisted.
And then also Resident Evil 1 on the PS4.
That's
the HD remake.
Very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, frustrating because the controls are god awful.
Those tank
just
controls.
So awful.
And then, you know, you're either shooting medium, you're shooting as high as you can, or you're shooting as low as you can.
And makes no sense.
Yeah.
I think I shot, like, really high in the sky one time, and a zombie's head exploded across the room. And I was like, that didn't make
Nailed
sense
it.
At all. Yeah. Unless I ricocheted off the roof and then got right back down to him. But
every time.
It's a fun thing. I'm going through that with Jerry and Steven. So we're all playing it at the exact same time. Just because.
Tell me where you're at, Steven.
Basically.
I'm in the basement.
Because we
There's
don't.
There's a door opening.
We don't have
There's
any strategy.
Jerry, where you at? I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah. But it's a fun thing going back and forth. Yeah.
Muy divertido, as my friends in Colombia would say.
Oh, okay.
All right. Webb, what you been playing?
All right. I'm going to take Madison over for last place. I haven't played a game all week.
Wow.
I've been editing videos and doing other things.
He's been playing
you
the game
have
of
a
life.
Real life?
He's
what?
Playing the game I of know. Life.
Well, your workload did pick up.
Yes.
Because I'm like doing nothing anymore for VGB. I show up. I get to do Aaron's job
for VGB.
Yeah,
he's doing,
really cool.
Meantime, I'm doing my job and Corey's job.
Yeah. So, okay. I'll give you a pass on that.
The game of life.
Still negative points.
Still
now
negative
you're
points.
In absolutely last place.
Wow. Suck it, Madison.
Super far last place.
You're still first in losing.
Story of his life.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Yes!
That's fire.
Man, it's so easy to come up with, like, zingers from back here.
From back that you're on the right.
You're
well, I mean,
one
like,
seat over.
Yeah, but, like, I could see you guys now. I feel like...
That's true.
I feel like I'm part
weird.
Of the group
like,
now.
What?
Yes, you probably weren't.
No, yeah, I like this. I like this. Yeah. I like looking at your faces.
It is weird because I feel like
I like looking at your lips, Aaron.
Maybe you should get it like back on the smaller computer screen.
That's right. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's weird though because when I'm talking to Aaron, I look at the screen.
What?
Because I can't see you.
Eventually, we'll
I can
all
see
have
Corey. I
we'll
can see
all
Jessica.
Just have cubicles. And we won't be able to see each other at all. We'll just be in our own cubicles. And
I can dig that.
Yeah. Like, are you guys in the same room? Like,
nope.
We're in cubicles. We get to decorate them with our
same
own...
Same building, but...
Our own little thing. Yeah.
Nothing's changed for me. Still playing that Overwatch. Still
really?
On that Overwatch. I'm on actually another huge losing streak.
Aww.
Major losing
Number one
streak.
In losing.
So now what are you?
I'm still at least like in the 2,200 okay. area. But I was... So close to platinum, like in solo queue. So I was working my ass off in solo queue, got that high, and then all of a sudden just tanked. And I'm not even playing that good. Like, I'm actually playing bad. I can't. It's not even that thing where I'm like, oh, my team sucks every time. It's just like, I'm doing average.
I haven't played solo queue, I don't think, ever in ranked. I think I always at least have one other person with me.
And it's, I mean, more fun when you have a buddy.
Yeah, I can't. You can coordinate trust more. Four randos to do what they're supposed to do.
You know, I watched a video about the best way of ranking up in Overwatch, and the best, they're saying the quickest way to do it, it's not necessarily the best, but the quickest way is to go in as two into the queue, because then you get paired up with other pairs that usually the two, you and your person, know how to work together. The other two people usually know how to work together. And then it just kind of like, it just ends up working out better.
Theoretically.
Six of it, yeah.
Yeah, theoretically. I can see the thought process behind that. But like, me and Steven have gone into matches and it just still seems like me and Steven are the only one doing something. Like, it's really frustrating. But I mean, when a game becomes frustrating to the point where you're not having fun anymore, that's when I definitely stop playing. Because like, games are supposed to be fun, so.
Yeah.
Although I must say that, like, at first, when I was just playing solo or whatever, and, like, people would invite me to their chat, like, or their, you know, mic chat thing, I would say no. And I finally did once, and it was so annoying. So annoying.
I played with you, Corey, with some random people, and I was like, God. Like, me and Luke queued up with you with these randos.
Annoying.
Those weren't randos. Those were representatives from Antlion.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, and you probably didn't like them because we were talking shit about your playing, because you were... kept being Hanzo. It was that time. It was the time where you played a couple Hanzo.
Time?
Yes, it
okay.
was.
Okay.
And I take their side. You were annoying.
Okay, but
they were completely right.
Okay, but hang on. Let's go back to a couple weeks ago when you said when you play quick play, you're gonna play characters that you don't play.
Oh, you guys
and
were
you
want to
learn
play?
How to play.
Yeah,
you can't complain about quick play.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. There's no.
Yeah, no.
No, it was light. It was light hazing. No one was
really
like upset.
Annoying.
If you were in ranked, that's one thing. But
then it wasn't that time. It was another time where they were really, whoever we were playing with were really obnoxious. It was random people.
I have a PSA for everyone in here who plays competitive Overwatch specifically, and this is just rules to live by. Don't talk shit about your team unless you are really carrying, especially when you're in the first match of like an entire set.
The thing I don't understand is, what do you consider carrying in a game where kills don't matter as much as the actual objective does?
True, you don't get like necessarily a bunch of points, but like, you gotta have some golds and silvers in, even if it's objectives or kills, because people flip out like, you know, kills don't matter. Yes, they do. You need to kill the other team to get your objective done. So if you're doing kills and not paying full attention to the payload, you can't really fault that person. They're still making the other guys go back to respawn, have respawn timers. So you need DPS.
It's a little, yes.
That's
yeah,
DPS.
There's that, but it's also about who you kill. So if you're just killing people that are like in the background and the other people are smashing the objective, then you're killing the wrong people. So that means...
Well, yeah, like strategic kills, though.
Yeah, strategic.
For sure.
Yeah, you need that strategic kill.
Because I normally will play somebody with a lot of, you know, health, like D.Va, and then just charge in at all of the people that are trying to stop us. And I don't care about the people that are, you know, doing whatever else.
Yeah, like if they're just flying around doing their own thing or someplace else, I don't care about them getting killed left and right. It's like they don't award people in FIFA. You get awarded points for creating chances. Now, you can lose the game 5-0, but if your character was the midfielder and he created chances for the other people to score and they just didn't get those chances, you know, you still get a good point because you were trying to accomplish that objective and the game recognizes that. And any other game in the world, I don't think, any outside of sports, of course, there is no, you know, oh, you created the chance for the objective, for them to get around the objective or something like that. Or you... you know, you held off this amount of people for your team to get that. You know, nobody, that would have to, the players would have to see that to give you the props for that.
The most recent game, the last one, just left the worst taste in my mouth was with this guy. It's just, you know, capture the point, mm-hmm. you know, and there's best of five or whatever I think it is. And first match, it was pretty... tightly contested. We didn't get starched. It was like 60% to 100% or something. Like, it was going back and forth. he was clearly like 12 or something, and he just gets on and like actually made a noise like that. He goes
from frustration or
yeah,
okay.
And he says, "What did he say?" I gotta put myself back in that frame of mind. Oh, he's like, another bad team. And I was like, holy shit.
And you're like, sucka, we haven't even started.
I look at my stats. He's a DPS. So he, like, was Reaper or, you know, one of those, or Soldier maybe. Like, kind of a good character we needed on the team. And I was Roadhog, the tank, and I had gold in kills, gold in time on objective, gold in healing somehow. Like, so my team just was, because he gets healing points.
Yeah.
So the team... I mean, I wasn't going to complain about it, but, you know, he's flipping out. And I was like, dude, before you complain, what are your stats at? And radio silence. He wouldn't talk. And then the other team, yeah, come on, we want to hear. We want to hear your stats. What are you doing? He had, like, 2 kills or something. A lot of deaths. Like, no commendations. I never saw him, like, in the game. That's why I was wondering, like, what the hell? So just play the game. Play the damn game. Some you don't have to win every
crazy,
time. I have bad games too, but just don't talk shit.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't even talk to the people in whatchamacallit.
No, I don't let them in my chat anymore. I'm like, nope. I don't care what you have to say.
I'll try, though. I'm going to try some solo queue and actually speaking to people, randos, and I'll see how it is.
You're going
to
quit real fast.
See. I mean, because not too.
He's going to throw his PlayStation out the window.
Nobody really bothers me from the things they say online, so.
I know, we'll have some trolls in chat right now. We had to do 2 bans. We haven't banned anybody in months on our Twitch channel. And we had 2 come in, maybe boyfriends or something. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, little troll boyfriends who were like, let's go troll chats, and made a bunch of racist comments. So we had to get rid of them. I didn't give them a timeout. It's just immediate ban. Just because that's how we roll.
It just means you're going places.
Yeah.
You have trolls.
Haters going to hate.
Chat.
So, chat, sorry for letting you guys put up with that as long as you did. I kind of didn't see it until late. That's just how it goes. But I think that's it for what you're playing. I'm still clearly in the lead. And now we're going to move on to the next segment of the show.
Which is Webb fiddles around with a...
All right.
It's Corey's equipment.
Ay, Dios mío.
It's Corey's equipment.
Ay, Dios mío.
It's okay.
Are you looking for your news? Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
I guess
This is painful.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Worth the wait, right?
Thank you. That was suspense. Yeah, this is a good theme song. It sounds even better from this chair.
Brain, you vote on Twitter.
Oh, then it's a live vocal action.
Yeah, that's a live performance. That is, of course, the Brain Bang theme song, where we go through on Twitter. We ask you guys a question. This was a special 2-part edition of the Brain Bang, where last week our panel actually acted as if they were campaign managers for a fictional election for video game characters. And we got very good feedback from it. Thank you all who voted. This was our highest vote count, actually, for a Brain Bang. So, kudos to everybody out there. And it's time to go over the results. So, if you guys will remember, Webb nominated Master Chief and Spartan Locke were his 2 choices. Unfortunately, you're the Green Party in this situation. Only 9% of the vote.
Good Lord.
The whales are happy.
You actually even lost to the write-ins.
The who's are happy?
Who are the write-ins?
Whales.
We had
Green Party. Never mind.
He doesn't. Is it really that bad when I'm over there too? I kind of feel like sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize for the last few years.
You should be.
3 years. Actually, I do like a lot of these write-ins. Leviathan Brenner probably had my favorite.
I thought you were saying that was a. I was like, who the hell?
I was
Leviathan
like, what game is
Brenner?
That?
Yeah, what game is that?
That's an actual candidate. You didn't know that?
Yeah, no.
Leviathan
I did not.
Brenner. Yeah,
I did not.
He's a senator.
Senator Leviathan Brenner?
From Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah. Toe Jam and Earl.
That would have been a good one.
420 would have been legalized immediately.
As soon as they were sworn
in. For president?
Yeah. They would have been sworn in with it in their mouth.
Yep. Under Inspired says Eli Vance and Dr. Kleiner, from Half-Life.
Yep. Yeah.
Neri wants Ryu and Ken from Street Fighter.
Another good one, Neri. That's actually pretty good. Ryu and yeah.
For you think so? I don't know.
All like, they did was fight.
And oh, I'm sorry. Halo and then a soldier.
Okay, yeah, but at least there's like real soldiers and not just fighting.
Street Fighters?
I'm Street sorry. Fighters?
What is the MMA?
That sounds like gang violence to me.
Sounds like MMA to
damn.
Me.
Damn.
She's straight up in
You really should consider mode. Being like a real campaign
a spin
manager.
Doctor?
Spin doctor? Spin doctor?
Yeah. They spin the bad news into the good stuff.
I don't know. Ryu's whole deal is that he purposely just fights. He's kind of like Goku. He just wants to test himself.
Stronger.
Yeah. So
test
he'd be like, might. Let's see.
He'd
let's
be make. Like, no. He'd be like, screw US. I'm focusing on me still.
Yeah. And he's not a citizen. He's born in Japan.
Wow. Ken would probably then be the.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Ken, who else is American? They're so spread across. Ken Guile.
Is Cammy
Ken
there?
Guile. Ken Guile, Balrog.
Yeah. No, not Balrog.
Wow. Racist.
Not even for racist reasons. He's like the dumbest character. He's based off of Mike Tyson.
Not Balrog.
Wow. Special Cases says Hancock the Ghoul and the male soul survivor from Fallout 4.
I don't know who Hancock the Ghoul is.
I mean, maybe in like the apocalypse, U.S.
Yeah, I don't think the world's ready for a ghoul president.
Not yet, no.
2017.
Yeah, let's save that one for a few years. Those were the write-ins at 15%. And then here is a tie. We actually tied.
Another tie.
It was a tie at 38% apiece. Mario and Luigi tied with Soldier 76 and Winston.
Nice.
So, if we have people in chat.
That's a four.
Which we do. We do have a nice girthy chat going on right now.
Girthy. Gross. Sorry, guys. Wow.
What?
Offensive. What
that's not offensive. That's a real word. I use that all the time.
What are we even talking about here?
Why should I not? I want girth back.
No, you don't.
That's what I want. I want come back, and I want girth back. I want to be able to say come whenever I want without you guys going, gross.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? You want to come back of what?
Even you. Yeah, no, see, you're pure. You're good. You understand where I'm coming from. The rest of these animals, every time I say come, they freak out. I want come.
Now I'm going to. Now right that you said that.
I'm sorry. I ruined it for you. I ruined come for you. And girth. I want girth back. Girth is completely... good word. It's descriptive. And I'd like to describe our chat as girthy.
Yeah, let's...
No?
All right. No, let's definitely not.
So I posted the link to the Twitter in chat right now. All of you here can help us break this tie. You click on that link and you vote for one of either... You can vote for whatever you want, but preferably if you want to be useful, you can vote for either Mario and Luigi, which was Jessica's team.
Nope.
Nope.
Aaron's?
Aaron.
Oh, no, you were 76
yeah.
Winston.
I was 76,
yes.
And then we'll come back to it after the next segment.
Soldier 76's colors are red, white, and blue.
Are they?
Yes.
I thought there was like yellow in there.
No.
Yeah, I could have sworn there was yellow red, in there as well.
Depends on the skin.
Exactly.
Okay, classic ass skin. Red, white, and blue. America.
Just saying.
And McCree was the character who actually got the American skin.
He was. Mm. He did get the nod over for the Americans.
Yeah, Soldier 76 now is a zombie. So.
Oh, I thought we weren't even ready for a ghoul president.
And he's wearing a Michael Jackson vest, which...
Super American.
Wow. No, that makes
super
him...
Super child rapey is what that
what? All right.
So if you want to throw your vote
anyways,
for somebody that diddles kids...
Vote for Soldier 76 because yep. He's a patriot and a soldier and fairly kick-ass.
All right.
Vote
so
Mario, everybody.
There was their last-ditch efforts to get your votes. If you guys click the link that I posted in chat, go there, give us your votes, and after the very next segment, we'll return to the votes and hope that you guys swayed the decision. But until then, our next segment... Web slinging the news. Thank you.
I like that dance.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it you. Was great watching your dance from this angle.
Did you see how I like grabbed the mic too? I was feeling myself.
You're Sinatra.
I was feeling myself for a minute.
Don't insult Sinatra. Don't you insult the boss.
All right.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. So, news coming out for Overwatch. Got a couple stories on Overwatch. Activision is planning an Overwatch esports league.
I find fault in the stars.
What?
Already.
Who has cancer?
Activision,
apparently. I wanted to say that, but I'm afraid of making jokes now because the chair affects my joke-making abilities.
There's a little thing called the PEA going around.
That's what I'm saying.
And Activision, like, I implore you.
I feel like Activision is a little biased because they make games.
Yeah, well, I mean, all companies will be.
Yeah.
But I think they need to just jump on board with the PEA and realize that that is the model for your game.
Well, so, it looks like what's going to happen with the PEA is that it is the start of something, but really, realistically, it's just going to be another league for right now. Like, there's no exclusivity. Teams that are a part of the PEA are not just tied to PEA tournaments. I'm for publisher leagues. Like, that's kind of what goes on now, especially if they're working in conjunction with the regular esports teams and they have a good agreement going on. Because it's their property. You know, generally they're going to want to control.
Are they, though?
The game Overwatch?
I'm talking about, like, just leagues in general. Like, are they, do they have good relationships with their teams to where they recognize, like, hey, maybe this is unbalanced and something like that, or, you know, maybe the rules need to be changed here?
From what I've seen, with at least the games that I know Energy is associated with, which is Hi-Rez's Smite League, like the Pro, the CSGO one, ELS, and Overwatch, thus far, they're all super great to work with.
Okay.
They all run very tight ships. It's all about, you know, fair gameplay, and it's all very above board. And the fact that Overwatch is getting, like, its own official esports league is just a big bump. And the game is definitely popular enough. Like, I don't see this one being just a flash in the pan, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Webb. What do you got?
Well, in addition to that, Sue, that it's still kind of, it's a story that's leaked, but it's not official yet. So we're still got to wait on details for that. But also coming out for Overwatch is news on Season 3. And they're going to be making some changes again to their ranking system.
Okay.
So it's not going to, it's not an overhaul. They're saying it's not an overhaul, but it's big tweaks. Mainly on how you get your ranking. So right now, what ends up happening, a lot of people, you plateau, and then more than likely you slide down. And like, if you're surrounded by crappy teammates, then you're pretty much just screwed. And you're just going to keep going down. Now, and the way that they did it, I guess, is kind of weird. Activision Blizzard went in and they looked at how players were originally scored. And players that shouldn't have been given a high rank in the very beginning after their matches got a high rank, and vice versa. And so it's kind of hard to accurately judge. So then if you're like a below average player, but you have like a gold rating, and then all of a sudden now you're sliding because you're playing more accurately to how your playstyle is, you kind of get frustrated at the game and leave the game because you just keep losing and you keep dropping ranks. So this is going to be tweaking it so it's more accurately depicting your actual skill level rather than just from a group of games.
Now, what would be the fault in plateauing and never going down?
I guess plateauing and never going...
No one likes to, like, go down. No one likes going down, Aaron. You'll learn.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Once you mature a little bit.
Well, if you were, like, locked in, like, okay, yeah, I reached this level.
Because you know that's what you've achieved. And you, I mean, your score now isn't indicative of your height of gameplay, correct?
No.
So why would you ever, like, why is going down a thing? I don't understand that. Why is your rank falling a thing if that's not your representative of your actual skill level?
It's not, well, that's, it depicts on how, correct me if I'm wrong, Corey, but it tells you what kind of matches that you're going to be in, right? So if you have a lower skill rating, then
yeah, but that's not his play style. That just means he fell on, you know, he lost, but which could more than likely necessarily not even have anything to do with him. It could have just been he actually lost. Now I can see if they did it this way, where you played five games with your group, and you know how they show that you're in a group, correct?
Right.
So you play five games with your group, and you got, you know, like, you plateaued or whatever, you got to a high, and then your group leaves. And you start to go on this losing streak. And they don't penalize you because they know, hey, when you were with those people, that's how you played.
But, so you're thinking the skill rating shouldn't go down at all?
No, I don't think it should go down.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It would be more like incentive for me to want to do competitive more because, you know, I don't have all the time in the world for video games. So essentially I could go down, you know, while I'm out and have to work my way back up constantly when I start playing again. That's not fun.
Yeah, it is kind of tough. And I just, I don't know. I wish there's cross-platform was a thing. I guess I understand why it can't happen, but I always feel like I'm just so limited when I play. Like, I don't want a solo queue, but it's just, that's just who's online at the time. I got in some decent matches with a good team, and it's night and day difference, you know, when you actually respect the people around you. You don't say shit to them that you wouldn't say, that you would, you know, say to complete random strangers that you'll never play with again.
This is why I don't put the mic on, because I'm always talking crap. Unless it's to my friends. But even, like, when we're all queued together, we talk crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Aaron. I could see maybe I wouldn't put so much weight then on those placement matches then.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing.
I would totally.
You'd have to start everyone from zero.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's fine. But then you do it just like you do other games. You have to do certain things to accomplish, you know, to get to those next levels. But those things that to get to those next levels should be things that advanced players do. So it's not like achievements where it's like, oh, get 35 kills and stuff like. No, these are tactics that advanced players do that prove that you are in that next level.
They actually advance your skills as a player.
Exactly. They make you a better player, and they prove that you're a better player.
Like, you could have like tactics like that and a set number of kills and a set number of wins, like a whole list of things you have to get to the next tier.
Capital Fight District has a good point. He says that's why he likes single-player competitive games like Street Fighter, because you can only blame yourself when you lose.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Yeah. I mean, we got esports around where people lock in, it's you know, groups.
Yeah.
You know,
so, yeah, if you got, like, solid teams, like your friends, and you know how they play, then you're golden, but strangers.
So what they're going to do, ultimately, is that when you get your first skill rating for Season 3, it's going to be a little lower than it may actually be. They're going to go towards the low side, and then they're going to accommodate by increasing how much you gain when you do well.
I heard that there's only going to be a week in between Season 2 and 3 as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like last time where we're going to have a little lull, a bigger lull in between.
So Season 2 ends November 24th. Season 3 begins December 1st.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not just bad. In time for that Christmas update that Blizzard's not going to tell us about until the last second and everyone on the forum flips their shit.
Basically.
Yep. And I'm still waiting for that Mercy skin, dang it.
You haven't gotten the Mercy skin yet?
Nope.
I got it.
I spent another $10.
Yeah, see, no, I haven't spent any money. I've gotten skins, but none of them are the Halloween ones.
I've spent $15.
I think what's irritating me about this with Overwatch and their release of like just updates and stuff like that is... I got back on Smite. I didn't even put that in whatchamacallit. And there's a ton of updates and characters that I haven't even seen in that game. And I've only been gone for maybe like 2 months out of that game.
That reminds me. You actually watched some esports Smite.
Oh, yeah. I watched NRG just beat the blocks off of their competitor.
That is seriously the only way you can describe those matches.
And it was the most entertaining thing. So and one of the matches...
This was Team 1 and 2. So the first one, when they were still competitive,
uh-huh.
That was, you know, NRG, who's the number one team, and then number two, who was...
it's someone to see. I don't know. They weren't even memorable, their names. That's why. I can't
remember who it was at this point, but like they're number two, legitimate number two. And it was a big match. And the first one was they were actually trying. What was your like evaluation
of
that?
So when I saw the first one, because we went down 2-0. And when I say we, I mean NRG. It was 2-0, you know, right? And so we were like, oh, okay. You know.
As far as kills,
right?
Yeah.
And then we like got one kill in there or something like that, from an exchange or something like and it actually was a trade-off, so it was like 3-1. And then the commentators were like, well, you know, NRG, when they get around the 10-15 minute mark, then they really start, you know, kind of, and sure enough, like clockwork, just like boom, they picked it up and they just ran over, you know, the opposition. And it was just like, it was watching like professionals, you know, like a symphony play against, you know, your junior high school band or something like that.
That's actually pretty.
And it was the worst thing. Like, me and Jerry were sitting and watching this. And we're like, why don't we just join the team? Like, we could probably do something at this point on the other team. Yeah.
They just tap out and bring in the third string.
It was bad. It was just really, really bad. And then as the games progressed and stuff like that, you saw Energy just get into this, like, this relaxed mode of, like,
well, after that first match, and they clinched the first spot, basically, and the other team was basically a clinch for two already, too, so that they weren't going to try hard. It just turned into fun.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
the last game of the whole of that whole weekend, and, you know, it had already been decided. Chat in Twitch chat was going ham, like, you know, begging for a troll match. And sure enough, they got it.
Yeah, they had the guy who was taking notes, or he was like, not taking notes, but he was like, he had his like notepad out, like whenever he was helping them do picks and bans and stuff like that. And that was what, their trainer or their coach or something like that?
Yeah, coach.
Had him just take the wheel.
He did. He subbed in.
Cyclone GG.
Was it Cyclone or Cringe Crew? Or
Cringe Crew, yeah. No, his last game was Cyclone. Yeah, okay. Last game was Cyclone. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was so good. And they put the coach in.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he put out like a tweet, like it was an honor to get back on the main stage. Like, he was like a big deal. And I don't understand, like,
dust off the mouse. And
it's not like, I love you, esports, but you're not like real sports.
Like, athletes in the fact that, like,
Charles Barkley is not going to get back on the court.
Sure isn't.
He can barely probably run from one side to the other. You know, an esport coach, he probably still could get down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's way more competitive, I'm sure, than maybe like the announcers were giving him credit
maybe
for.
Maybe his reaction time is a little slower now. You don't know.
I swear. Maybe. That is so bull. Like, because the commentators were making it seem like he was like going to be in a wheelchair. Like, they were making it seem like he was so gimped.
He's so rusty. Yeah. He's never looked at a computer since he last played.
They were like, yeah, lots changed since he played all the updates. And it's like, well, he's a coach. Like, he
That's
knows
who he needs
the
to be
updates.
Aware of everything.
He probably still plays with and helps the top players in the world. So he's not just going to get on there and be like, what's a WSAD? Or
it's in my day. Use all these new fangles.
What's my ult again?
Exactly. Yeah. One thing we definitely noticed was adapting. We were watching him. He still kills like a mofo.
Gotta remember, it was those last games.
Yeah. But it, like, sniping kills left and right. Like, he would just wait for it. And then boom, he got it. Boom.
Did you hear how they kept going to like the
the commentator, the in-game
Steel
mics.
Series
yes,
chat.
Yes.
And did you hear towards those last games how they were just calling him out? Like, you stole my game. Like, it sounded like us goofing around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They were having fun.
It was a lot of fun.
But they did that, like, I think once during the second game, and they went to the other team. I don't know if it was Cringe Crew or whatever, but they were just silent. And I was just like, switch, guys. Get off of them. They're not saying anything. They're like dead.
I love how they had their coach in too. So both of them put coaches in, and their coach was tryharding. He was like telling, why is no one calling out their ults? Like, and I think his players were just like, dude,
like, it
doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about in practice, guys.
Yeah.
This is what we talk about. Nah, it was. I'm gonna watch them throughout the Smite tournament because I really enjoyed watching them.
They're so fun. Adapting, like, chat, the Twitch chat renamed him Adapt King. That's what they call him when he's playing.
Yeah, proper name, because he was smashing too out there. And then their picks are just so like who would have done that one? And I loved it. I was like, so I want to see, because I know they knew they were locked in for places. I want to see when stuff is on the line now. How do they, you know, play that way when you know it's knockout rounds?
Yeah,
I want to see that.
Yeah, and you're that's what's next. That's what you're gonna get. What do we got next, Webb?
So Evolve, that one game that came out not that a couple of years ago, I think, is gone. They're no longer, Turtle Rock Studios is no longer going to support it.
I think the major, it was too ahead of its time. That's what it was.
Did they Fable Legends it?
It was, yeah, like, that was concepts that you weren't ready for, Web. I wasn't ready for it. The world wasn't ready for it. It was way too ahead of its time.
Well, the interesting thing is they didn't make the call. Turtle Rock Studios did not make the call to end it. It sounds like they didn't initially point fingers, but it sounds like it was THQ.
I thought
or
you
not
were
THQ.
Suicide.
2K.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it is a 2K game. They had like a three-phase plan, I remember they announced it when they did phase two, which was making it free to play.
Free to play on the PC, but not on the
console. Third phase was to cancel it.
THQ, that was their third phase. Turtle Rock, you know, I think they did a damn good job supporting that game.
They did.
I think making the move to free to play was very bold. And
very bold.
I think more games should just go ahead and bite the bullet and do that towards the end of its life cycle. Because that's just the good guy move to do.
Like, yeah,
the game is free, and it's not a bad game. I think it's just one of those games that's just lost in the middle.
2 years of his time, man.
Switched to free to play, the player count rose to 1 million within a week of the Switch. And I think
because people are cheap.
And
come
I think phase, yeah. I think phase three was that they were going to bring it free to play to the consoles. Because that was their plan. They were going to do that, and then they just said it's just not in the cards.
Damn.
It did bring up a good type of game, genre of game that probably should be explored more. The whole one boss for, you know,
the 4v1.
Yeah. I mean, I like that concept. I wish like a major...
Well, we keep saying that, but there's been two and they've both been canceled. Fable Legends was the other one.
I think an actual brand needs to take over it. Like I said, if they made like a Marvel game. Well, you're Dr. Doom, and we picked the Fantastic Four, and you're sending Doom bots out and stuff like that. You have your objectives to destroy the city or take over the city.
So you think it needs a major licensing?
It needs a major license on there, yeah.
Oh, and yeah. You throw a license on something, and it sells. Disney has proven that over and over again.
I guarantee you, you throw Marvel on that, and then give them the roster like Lego Marvel had of a whole bunch of heroes, and you get to choose from that, and then a whole bunch of villains that the opposition gets to choose from, and then different... strategies and plots taken from comic books or something like that, you've created gold right there.
It's fun in tabletop games too, like in Magic the Gathering, right? There's a version called Arch Enemy, and it's one of my favorite game types. It's very super rare.
Was it the one on the Xbox 360, the 4v1?
3v1, I think.
A 3v1 where you play the computer or whatever?
4v1. You might have been right. But yeah.
I was almost... bought Magic when I heard you and Gondo talking about that online, I remember, because I was like, I would love to do that, like a co-op thing versus I don't understand why they don't embrace that type of gameplay anymore. Like, now we have another dead one. Fable first, and now Evolve. So, I don't know. Maybe I gotta start making video games, damn it.
Certainly be at you about it enough.
Oh yeah,
you've already mastered voice acting. Is that you're ready to move on from that one?
You should do all of the voices for your game, like even the ladies.
Every single voice is hi,
every
John.
Single voice. It's just your voice. I've been waiting for you.
I don't know if this is in the news stories. I'm going to hijack it real quick. The SAG boycott going on right now for voice actors in video games.
Saw some picketing out there.
They're picketing all over the place. John DiMaggio holding a sign in his front yard.
In his front yard with some lemonade.
Yep.
How about our good friend?
It's Ice-T.
Who was on our panel. Is he protesting too?
I don't know if Roger Craig Smith is part of it. I didn't see his name on any of the lists. I remember this was rumored to happen months ago.
Yeah.
And we had Roger Craig Smith on the show. And, you know, in the pre-warm-up thing, that's one of the things I asked him. I said, do you want to talk about any of that kind of stuff? And he made it very clear that he wanted to steer clear of those conversations. Because knowing him, I mean, that dude's just super cool. He's not trying to stir any waves. He wanted just to promote his deal and get out. And but I'd assume he's such a, you know, a top-end voice actor. He's done so many things. He has to be in it. So.
I got to admit. I watched Say Yes to the Dress the other day and heard his voice and was like, oh, I can't unhear it.
My friend. Yeah, no, he's so cool. But, you know, those guys got to make their stand to get the money that they deserve. Honestly, voice acting today is not voice acting like it was 10 years ago. Many of them are doing the mocap. You know, it's legit acting, and a lot of these video games are making more than major motion pictures. So.
Yeah, like the girl who did Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider games, she's totally motion capture suit, doing everything, like legit acting.
So she deserves to get paid.
And they just plaster her over with, Lara Croft.
But it sucks to know that, oh, I got a flat fee for this. Oh, we paid you $200. And then this game goes to make $5 billion.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I just lost out on that and my voice is all over that?
These guys deserve the money. Yeah. But in the meantime, this is when the up-and-comers can hit the scene. That's what I'm telling you, Aaron. You need to get in on those voice acting classes.
I looked up some. I did look up some classes.
They're all in, like, San Francisco, though.
They are in the Bay Area. There are some in... I've only seen, actually, one in Sacramento.
You can't just remote into them?
No. You got to be there.
Yeah, because your voice might sound different over, like, some sort of a computer thing. Yeah.
Depends on the microphone.
Like, have you ever seen somebody's picture online and then you see them in real life and they're not as pretty?
Tinder.
Jeez.
It is.
Why did you guys both instantly?
I mean, from what I've heard. Tinder. Geez. From what David Webb has told me. Oh, yeah. That's okay. Been his experience on Tinder. That's been
aren't you both married?
That's irregardless.
They don't listen moving to the show.
There you go.
Yeah, they've learned to just not listen to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to cover the SAG thing. And Aaron's budding voice actor, he did a voiceover work on our
Maybe
Energy video.
That's why Bethesda's like, open casting. Come be. Or was Bethesda? Or was
EA
it?
For Mass Effect, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, EA, yeah. I was thinking.
I know an actor who's already had one audition for a 2K game.
Uh-oh.
So there are. I don't think it's going to slow them down, you know, until they're negotiating, you know, because it's always, they always ask for, you know, the sky. And
but you got to be careful out there. Because I bet they know that there's hungry people out there, and they're going to try to see how much they can get away
and
with.
And, like, as a fan, like, if Marvel was like, yo, I want you to be in my next movie, I'd say, cool. They'd be like, you're not getting paid. I'd be like, that's fine.
See?
Just put me in your movie. That's like, I would be like that with a video
that's
game, too.
The hunger out
the
there.
The flip side of the coin is, yeah, there is always someone out there who will do it for cheaper, but if we learned anything from that writer's strike, you remember how bad television shows got.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I'm expecting B-level video game voice acting talent in any game coming
out. Hello, guys. I'm so excited for our mission.
The next grand.
This is Cortana.
Just happy to be here, guys.
Master Chief, are we ready to go?
Or like those child actors. Hello, I am Master Chief. I am a warrior.
I would probably enjoy that game.
Hello, fellow soldiers. Yeah. I am the Master Chief.
I would actually enjoy that game. laughing at it the
You're
whole
tearing
way.
Me apart, Cortana!
Yeah. Let's get some Tommy Wiseau in there. I would love it.
Come on. Oh, man. Right, if he could do a video game, I'd be so happy.
Dude, there was videos of someone got Tommy Wiseau to play a bunch of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that video.
When he would just play video games?
So bad. So
no, but
bad.
If he produced a video game, like, can you imagine how weird and
It'd
random
so
it would be?
Good.
I don't think we
like
want
the room, the video game.
I don't think we want that in the world. Aren't they? I thought they were in talks of doing the sequel.
I'd play it.
I thought they were in talks of doing another movie.
They
and somebody
be.
Else, not a sequel, but something.
Oh,
else,
they could never do something better than The Room.
All right, let's go back to the Twitter. Go back to the old Twitter.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
Who
Sorry,
won.
Guys.
Are you guys ready?
I bet you got my back.
Can I get a drum roll?
You didn't put that in the soundboard.
Wow.
Soldier 76.
Yes!
And Winston.
Yes!
Win.
And Winston.
Yes!
The
yes!
nomination. Yes. It was close. It's very, very close.
You had one more extra vote?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody
That's
who
why
voted.
Everybody's vote counts.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Election rigged, everybody.
That's the point.
I just like to say that I think Master Chief got Bernie Sanders in this election.
Wow.
The media clearly favored.
There was no feel the burn for Master Chief. No.
Feel the chief.
Feel the chief? Nobody wanted to feel the chief.
No. Well, thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us on the show this week. It was very fun. It was a nice little distraction from the real election, which can be very, very depressing. That was kind of why we did this, because it's like, the real election sucks. So let's do something fun and dumb. And at the same time, we learned a valuable lesson that your vote
76 is the best.
Yeah, okay, that's one lesson. The second lesson we learned is that every vote counts. This was one vote away. This could be like the, well, okay. They've already decided who won the real election. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
the Illuminati and the lizard people already decided.
Right.
And we didn't have an electoral college.
No, I was the electoral
college. You were the electoral
college.
I was
the electoral college the whole time.
That makes actually perfect sense.
Yep. Just like real politics. So thank you guys for participating in that. Keep your eyes out for the next show we got on Saturday here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, which you guys need to be there. Please, if you have not already, the most important thing you can do for VGB, it's not shower us in gifts and gold and pearls. It is actually to follow us on iTunes and Android. If you subscribe to the show, you don't have to come find the show each week. It just finds you. It's that
like
easy. Yeah, it stalks your phone. It just overnight, you wake up, the podcast is there. You listen to it when you're in the gym. You listen to it when you're in the bathroom, on your way to work, at work.
All of the above.
During sex. It doesn't matter.
See, how'd it go weird?
I mean, I feel like it went weird a while ago.
I want to know, if you've ever listened to this show during sex, please let me know via Twitter. I want to hear how it went.
No, no, no. Unless it's like with yourself, because I feel like no other human being would put up with that.
That's how Aaron listens to the show regularly. For Jessica the Maid of Might, Aaron Carter, the real David Webb, I'm Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.